Well, hello, guys. Now, you know this dog here? That's the ex-bully breed. That's been banned in the UK, and for good damn reason. They attacked quite a few people, and killed some also. These dogs weren't bred for pets. They were bred as an attack dog. But an attack dog is only good if you can control it. Once these attack, you can't get them to stop. And a lot of them were put down. But somebody up in Scotland made a sort of a sanctuary area for them, so that they wouldn't have to be put down. I mean, I myself like dogs better than I like people. But England already has too many dogs. And these ex-bullies are actually very, very dangerous. This person built a sort of an area using donations from good people, but the council has refused for it to stay open. They deemed it unsafe. And take some guesses of who's tried to save these dogs. That's right, it's a female. And you can tell from this picture, she treats all these dogs like her children. And that's why every year, femmes get hurt, or some of them killed, by animals. Because they don't understand that they're animals. And there was going to be 23 dogs at this place, and this femme here was going to look after all of them. Just her. Yeah, nothing's going to go wrong there. I see femmes walking a dog along where I am. And you can tell straight away she hasn't got full control of the dog at all. So you can imagine what she'd be like with 23 of them. Built like tanks. When femmes see an animal, they want to pet it. Maybe even kiss it. Even if it's a bear. A lot of femmes have animals. But a lot of them don't understand them. Anyway, it looks just like a prison for these dogs anyway. That's not really a dog's life, is it? But the council said all it can see is a disaster happening. And with the femme in charge of it, of course there's not going to be a disaster. One of the only time the council's actually got it right. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. The trouble is, nowadays, most people want designer dogs. The trouble is, when they've been designed that way, it screws up their brain. Because you wouldn't get that type of looking dog in nature. Anyway, what's wrong with the best dog in the world? A Labrador. Loyal. Good with kids. And doesn't have an aggressive nature. But think about it. What type of person really wants an ex-bully dog anyway? It's all for show. But you can imagine 23 of these dogs there, one femon looking after them, who doesn't understand that dogs work on a pack mentality, and they're looking for the leader of the pack. It won't be the femon. Well, I expect this femon won't give up until somebody gets hurt, or she does. But as usual, she has no clue of what these dogs are capable of. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.